You're listening to the Hope United podcast, creating an atmosphere of worship, family, and discipleship. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit hopeunited.church.
I'm so excited for what God is doing in His people, because I know that you may be going through great opposition, but that speaks something about what God is doing in your life. If you look at the size of your opposition, it gives you a little sneak preview into the greatness of the purpose that God has on your life. Because I know some of you are asking, as we've all asked recently, why am I going through difficult circumstances? But I want to encourage you with this one statement. It's because of how great the purpose of God is on your life. Let's just pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you would bless the word today. Lord, let it be a blessing upon us, Father. Thank you that it would just come alive to us, that it would make sense. Father, that it would touch us spiritually, that it would be not only spiritual but practical instructions for our life. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. We've been talking about justice in an unjust world. How many people have seen injustice? And you've seen something on the news, you've seen something on a news feed, you've seen something that just upset you. You weren't happy. There was something unsettling, something off-putting about something going on in the world today. The Word of God speaks to those injustices. The Word of God gives a solution to the injustice of the world. Does anybody want to hear what God has to say about injustice? It's important to know, because we're living in crazy times. We're living in divisive times. We're living in times when people are upset with their neighbors. People are upset with their fellow citizens. But God has an answer for inequality. God has an answer for injustice. And we've been studying the story of Joseph from the book of Genesis. Today we'll be in Genesis chapter 40 and 41. So if you'll find that and go there with us, we've been having such an amazing experience as we've been looking at the Joseph story. Seeing how that God is bringing justice in Joseph's life gives us a sneak preview to how God would bring justice and will bring justice in our lives. So while you're finding Genesis chapter 40, let me just give you a recap. Joseph was born into a household where he was his father's favorite son. His half-brothers hated him because of that, and also because of his dreams. His half-brothers eventually sell him into slavery. Joseph manages to impress his owner and gets promoted to the owner's household and business manager. And just when he starts to get his footing, he gets wrongfully accused of sexual misconduct at the job, and he gets thrown into jail. But yet he finds favor in the jail, and he gets promoted to the administrator of the jail. Can I tell you, no matter what happens to Joseph, no matter who his enemies are, God's hand is on him. And I would say the same thing to you today. Having God's hand on you is so very important. But having God's hand on you doesn't mean you will not go through things. Can I say it again? Having God's hand on your life does not mean you will not go through things. Doesn't mean you won't see injustice. Having God's hand on you doesn't mean you won't have to walk through some dark moments. David said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I won't fear." Why? Because you are with me. David didn't say, "Because you're with me, I don't have to go through the valley of the shadow of death." No, he said, "I know you're with me, so I can have the strength to overcome the valley of the shadow of death." And so having God's hand on you doesn't mean you won't go through things. This is where the story picks back up, right here, Genesis 40 and 1. It says, sometime later, Pharaoh's chief cupbearer and his chief baker offended their royal master, and Pharaoh became angry with these two officials. He put them in prison where Joseph was, in the palace of the captain of the guard. Oh, you're going to like this. They remained in prison for quite some time, and the captain of the guard assigned them to Joseph, who looked after them. Now, let me tell you something. Sometimes there's going to be some time elapse. I try to explain this sometimes to my young ministers. I said, look, some things just take time. Can we go back? Can we read it in the scripture? It says, they remained in prison for quite some time. Don't give up on your dream just because it's taking quite some time. So two of the king's officials are thrown into prison. The royal cupbearer and the chief baker, right? So the royal wine connoisseur and the royal pastry chef. Evidently, the food was really bad one night. I mean, people getting in trouble bad. So they get thrown into jail. This is the same prison that Joseph is in. Joseph is administrating this prison. And this is so interesting because Joseph is not just thrown in any prison. It said he's thrown in the palace prison. He's thrown in a prison in a palace. So he's not in general population. Even in his hardship, God is positioning him. Okay, this is the same prison where the king's officials get put in jail. This is like the white collar crime prison. And when we look a little deeper into the story, check this out. Joseph is still in Potiphar's house. Wait a second. If we look in the NASB, it says, Genesis 42, Pharaoh was furious with his two officials, the chief cupbearer and the chief baker, so he put them in confinement in the house of the captain of the bodyguard. Can anybody tell me who the captain of the bodyguard is? Potiphar. In the jail, the same place where Joseph was imprisoned, the captain of the bodyguard put Joseph in charge of them, and he took care of them. And they were in confinement for some time. Say some time. But here's the interesting thing. They're still in Potiphar's house. They're in the prison portion. Joseph's in the prison portion. But see, Potiphar had enough sense to know God's hand was on Joseph. And he said, I'm not letting you out of my house. Because as long as you're in my house, God is blessing my house because you're in my house. Maybe something in Potiphar's intuition told him, my wife's story is off. Maybe there's something wrong here. But he also knew, I can't choose the slave over my wife. So I'm going to put you in prison, but in the special prison, in the house, the palace prison. So he takes Joseph out of the house. He puts him over the prison. And if you look at this, this is really interesting in scripture. It says Potiphar's anger burned when he heard the story about Joseph and his wife, right? Or Potiphar was furious. But it doesn't particularly say that Potiphar was furious with Joseph. It just said he was furious. Could have been furious with the circumstance. Could have been furious with his wife. Could have been furious because he saw that it was a lie, but Potiphar was furious. So Joseph, he could have been executed. He was not executed. He could have been thrown into general population prison. He was not thrown into general population prison. He was thrown into the palace prison. And now he is administrating it. Can I tell you, even your hardships have a design. Even your hardships have a design. What does the Bible say? A righteous person's steps are ordered of the Lord. The enemy tries to hurt you And God reinterprets the circumstance. The enemy tries to smash you down, but God reinterprets your circumstance for your benefit. So every time the enemy tries to hurt you, God is going to flip it to help you. You see, the devil wanted to see Joseph in prison, but God said, okay, you can put him in prison, but not that prison. You got to put him in this prison. So he's in position to get in relationship with the cupbearer. You may not believe it, but God is guiding you. God is ordering your steps. Even in the midst of the valley seasons, God is positioning you. Even when you feel trapped, God is making sure you are in position for your destiny. Oh, come on, let's get a hold of this. Genesis 45. 40 and 5. While they were in prison, Pharaoh's cupbearer and baker each had a dream one night. And each dream had its own meaning. When Joseph saw them the next morning, he noticed that they were both looking upset. Why do you look worried today? He asked them. And they replied, we both had dreams last night, but no one can tell us what they mean. Isn't this a common theme in the Bible? Somebody has a dream, nobody can interpret it. It's a problem. Something is being said, I understand. Something in my gut tells me this is an important message, but I have no way of translating this message. Listen to what Joseph said. Interpreting dreams is God's business. Woo. Go ahead and tell me your dreams. You see, because Joseph was about the Father's business. And he said, dreaming is God's business. Interpreting dreams. Now see this? Dreams are God's business. Joseph knew about dreams because he came from a family of dreamers. Abraham was a dreamer. He dreamed that he would be the father of many nations. How many remember that dream in Genesis, right? It wasn't something that was told while Abraham was awake. It was a dream. Isaac was a dreamer. He dreamed that he would be blessed. God came to him in a dream and said, you're going to be blessed. Jacob was a dreamer. He saw what? Jacob's ladder. The angels going up and down from heaven. Jacob was a dreamer. And now Joseph was a dreamer. Joseph knew about dreams because his dreaming was in his DNA. He understood that God gave dreams. It was God's business. And so the cupbearer and the chief baker both have dreams. Joseph says the dreams are from God. Listen, God is speaking all the time. The question is, are we listening? He's speaking to you. He's speaking to you. He's speaking to you. But the problem is, sometimes we say, oh, that was just a late night pizza dream. Or that was just my subconscious just kind of unwinding. What if God is speaking to you in the middle of the night? Are we listening? God speaks to us in the day. God speaks to us in the night. But the great thing about dreams is when God comes to you in the middle of the night, you can't say no. There's no objection while you're sleeping. That's why sometimes God's going to give you a dream. Because he knows in your natural mind you would have an objection to what God is telling you. So God is going to give some words to you while you're asleep. So Joseph gives, there's a dream that comes to him, two dreams, one's good, one's bad. So to the Joseph interprets as a good dream, the cupbearer's dream is that he gets restored. The other dream Joseph interprets as bad, he predicts the execution of the chief baker. See, because dreams can mean a variety of things. A dream can be a prediction. A dream can be a promise. A dream can be an encouragement. A dream can be a warning. Dreams can be many things. The important thing is that we're listening. What is God saying? What is God saying right now? Whether you're asleep, awake, at work, at school, at home, listen. God wants to say something to you. God wants to speak something to you. Get ready for your next promotion. Can I just tell you that? That's just in my spirit this week. Get ready for your next promotion. Can somebody just raise your hand and say, I receive that today. I receive that, that God wants to give me my next promotion. No matter what your circumstance is right now, God wants to elevate you from this place to a higher place. This is the principle. Always be preparing for what God wants to do next. Always be preparing. Always be preparing for what God wants to do next. You cannot give up, even if you've been in the dungeon for a while. This is the problem, I think, with a lot of times with believers, is because they give up on what they believe in. Believers stop dreaming. Christians stop having faith that God has something better for them. Maybe they have enough faith that they come to church on Sunday, but they don't have enough faith to say, God wants to promote me. God has a better thing even for my family. God has a better thing even for me at work. God has a better thing even for me in my relationships. And so a lot of times we stop believing. We stop dreaming. We stop pushing for goals. So Joseph interprets the dreams. And then he says, look, put in a good word for me with Pharaoh. When God does this, he says this to the cupbearer. He said, when God restores you, put in a good word for me. Joseph was saying, listen, this is what's going on in Joseph's mind right now. I know my promotion has to be coming soon. I've been in this jail for a while. So let me put some feelers out. Put in a good word for me. Because I know my promotion's got to be right around the corner by now. Put in a good word for me. Look at this. People of God, we need to put out some feelers. Because God's promotion is coming from somewhere. And it's going to be soon. Can I speak that to you today? It's gonna be soon. It's gonna be soon. It's gonna be soon. It's gonna be soon. Your promotion, your next promotion is coming, and it's gonna be soon. So Genesis 40:14 says, and please remember me and do me a favor. When all these things go well for you, mention me to Pharaoh so he might let me out of this place. For I was kidnapped from my homeland, the land of the Hebrews, and now I'm here in prison. But I did nothing to deserve it. Can I tell you, your next promotion will come from relationships. Where else would they come from? God will move upon someone's heart at the right time, and a door will be open, and you'll have an opportunity to walk through a door. But it's going to come via a relationship. The question is, are you aware of the relationships that God is bringing into your life? God wants to enrich you, but it's going to happen through relationships. So, no, this is it. God is allowing our paths to cross with others for destiny's sake. We have to see what God is doing, and we have to make those connections. Make those connections. Joseph sat down and he ministered to these two officials in jail. He wasn't too busy administrating the jail to stop. He wasn't oblivious of what God was doing and what God had brought into his life. He didn't miss what God was doing. Don't miss your windows. Don't miss your opportunities for relationship. Don't miss those moments to minister to somebody. The same person you minister to could be opening a door for you soon. The cupbearer, he's in prison. He's at a low point in his life. Devastated. He's lost. He doesn't know where his career is headed. He doesn't know where his life is headed because he's in jail. Joseph ministers to him. And then ultimately, he opens the door for Joseph. Watch this. The people that God are bringing into your life, don't be too busy for them. Your blessing will come through relationships. Your blessing will come through relationships. Can you write it down? Your blessing will come through relationships. Your justice will come through relationships. Genesis 40 and 20. The Pharaoh's birthday came 3 days later. This is after the dream. And he prepared a banquet for his officials and staff, and he summoned the chief cupbearer and the chief baker to join the other officials. And he restored the chief cupbearer to his former position so he could again hand Pharaoh his cup. But Pharaoh executed the chief baker, just as Joseph had predicted when he interpreted his dream. So Joseph's predictions and interpretations were on point. They were correct. He was not just a dreamer. He was an interpreter. He was a doer. He's now has the ability to interpret the dreams. He didn't have these skills when he was at home in his comfort zone. Can I tell you this? God will take you out of your comfort zone to make you grow. Some of you have dreams, but you're comfortable. Guess what? God is going to make you uncomfortable so that you can grow. What are you doing with your gifts right now? If you don't, you don't get more skilled by being cozy. No pain, no gain. No push, no victory. No struggle, no strength. Because of Joseph's struggles, he's now a capable administrator. He's honed his gift of dreaming to now include the ability to interpret. Watch, God will give you gifts, but it's your responsibility to develop them. God has given you gifts, but it's your responsibility to develop them. What are you doing right now with your gifts? Are you sitting on your gifts? There are no get out of jail free cards for people sitting on their gifts. When Joseph got emancipated from his predicament, it wasn't because he was sitting on his gift. He was using his gift. He was expanding his gift. He was improving his gift. Even in the midst of dark times in his life, he was saying, I'm going to take what I have that God has given me, and I'm going to work it. 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 If you sit back and complain about injustice, change will never come. If you only complain about your circumstances, change will never come. Change does not come from complaining. If you use your gift, you will be amazed at what God can do through you. If you use your gift, if you use your gift, say this with me. People may forget, but God remembers. People may forget, but God remembers. So, 3 days after the dream, Pharaoh has a birthday party. He brings the cupbearer and the baker back. Cupbearer gets promoted back, restored back to his position. And the chief baker gets executed. The prediction, the interpretation of the dream was on point. But Genesis 40:23 says, Pharaoh's chief cupbearer, however, forgot all about Joseph, never giving him another thought. So Joseph ministered to the man, the cupbearer, interprets the dream. He's restored back to his position. And then when he's restored, he forgets about Joseph. But watch this. We flip the page. We go to chapter 41. 2 full years later, Pharaoh dreamed. 2 full years later, Pharaoh dreamed. If God has to wake up kings, he will, to get you out of jail. If God's got to wake up governors, if God's got to wake up bosses in the middle of the night, he's going to do it to get you out of jail when it's your time and when it's your season. The cupbearer may have forgotten Joseph, but God will never forget. God will never forget you. Put your finger on yourself and say, God will never forget me. Whatever is going on in your life, God will never, nor will he ever forget about you. God wakes up the king because it's time to bust Joseph out of prison. Is anybody ready to get busted out of the prison that you're in? The circumstances right now. Can I just tell you that God is going to wake up kings to bust you out of the prison that you're in right now. Right now you may be in the darkest place. You may be in the dungeon, but God is waking people up to put you in position. God is about to break you out of circumstance. Whatever guilt, whatever pain, whatever problems, whatever injustice the devil has put on you, God is about to break you out. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Listen, listen. But before freedom can come, breakthrough has to come. So the Spirit of the Lord is not only freedom, the Spirit of the Lord is breakthrough. Can you stand up on your feet with me right now? Because God wants to break you through whatever's been holding you back. God is saying this is a season of breakthrough. This is not about being jacked. This is not about being emotional. This is about knowing what the season of God is. And God is saying, I'm not just the God of freedom. I am the God of breakthrough. I am the God of breakthrough. Can you just begin to lift your hands and just thank him? Just begin to thank him right now. Begin to worship. Begin to celebrate, because God wants to break us through. God wants to break you through. No matter what circumstance has been going on in your life, God wants to break you through. God wants to break you through.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Be sure to visit hopeunited.church for more exciting content.